and Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're here talking home improvement. I really want to be here talking high school football, but I'll stick to the subject. I really, really will. We've got Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, on the control panel. A big fan of the South Dakota Mighty Mighty Jackrabbits, playing Mizzou a little bit later today.
Montana Mizzou? Or Missouri, Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm, they won the East last year, which surprised everybody.
Yeah, but they're playing the Mighty Mighty Jackrabbits.
They're playing the Mighty Mighty Jackrabbits today, baby.
Congratulations once again to our home teams, ASU and U of A, both coming off great wins. Hey, on this Labor Day weekend, for those of you who don't know, it is a three-day weekend. So there may be a project you've been putting off. You stayed home. You don't want to join the crowds on the roads going up or coming down the cool country. You've stayed home, and there might be something, maybe a significant other that resides at the same address has kind of been prodding you about. Hey, well, this would be a perfect time to get it done. It's more than a one-and-a-half-day job. You've got that extra day this weekend. So give us a ring. Let us know what that project is, and let's see if we can't put our experience to work for you to make the project just a little bit better, a little bit quicker, a little bit easier. And that number, toll-free, is 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, again, it's 1-888-767-4348. My name, Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let us hear how we can put our broadcast team together for you at your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. It's me, Rosie Romero, remodeler and talk show host for about, well, talk show host for 26 years, builder and remodeler for about 42 years right here in Arizona. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is our call screener. As you dial that number, she'll pick the call up, find out your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. And then me and my co-host, my son, Romy, my oldest son, Romy Romero, will put his building and remodeling experience to work for you as well. So we're all here for you. 1-888-767-4348. Arizona is a little bit unique in that we have something called an Arizona Registrar of Contractors.
And a long time.
Yeah, they've been
around a long time. The agency is just about as old as the state. It might even be a little, like, 2 years older, technically. Wasn't it like 1910 the first Phoenix Tent and Awning got theirs?
And no, then I think it was the 30s.
Was it the 30s?
Yeah, statehood in 1912, and I think the agency dates back to about the 30s, early 30s. But what they do is anyone wanting to do contracting, providing service to homeowners in Arizona, must apply for an operator's license at the Registrar of Contractors. To get that license, you need to prove you have experience in that particular field. So if I want a roofing license, I have to prove that I've got work history and experience in that field. And I prove it with letters of roofers I've worked for in the past, as well as I have to pass a written test. Now, the written test not only relates to roofing, but also relates to basic business practices. So you have some fundamental understanding of what a contract is, what accounting is, what job cost is. It's very elementary. But it is a lot more than what other states do. The other great, great feature of having the Registrar of Contractors for you in Arizona is all of us contractors contribute to a fund called a recovery fund. And we have to pay money into this fund every single year. It is a fund that the registrar uses to protect and recompensate homeowners that have been taken advantage of or have been victimized by a licensed contractor. If you're dealing with an unlicensed contractor, you get no recourse. You are left out in the cold. You are out of luck. So we always encourage our Arizona homeowners to make sure at the very least you're using a contractor that is licensed, bonded, and insured. By state law, his license number must be on his contract, must be on his business card, must be on his letterhead. If his truck carries the name of the company, the license number must be on that truck. If he puts a job site sign in your yard and while he's doing the job, that license number must be on that sign. Once you are considering a project and you're dealing with what you suspect is a licensed, bonded, or insured contractor, then go to the Arizona Registrar of Contractors website, and you can do a license search to verify that you're dealing with the party actually responsible for holding that license. Through this downturn that Arizona's been through the last 5 or 6 years, there's actually been some pretty smart but unscrupulous contractors who'll just go on the site and steal a number and not do any of the verification of the work and operate under camouflage of being properly licensed. Make sure you go to the website and check it out really well before you proceed. Of course, you could always just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and be protected.
Yes, and that's what Mr. Bigelow should have done here. He has a, quote, solar company soliciting him to be the, quote, model home for their company. So they're trying to use his house and show all these great returns and turn around and use it for their marketing. He was smart enough to do some research. Couldn't find an ROC number on any of their material. Finally, on their website, found one, but it was a slightly different name and couldn't figure out why. Well, when he plugged that number in the ROC, this company isn't even licensed for photovoltaic solar.
Just
they
solar
are
water
a solar heat. Plumber, solar water heating company. So they're trying to branch out. They're trying to use him as a stage, and they're not even licensed for it yet. So he wants to know, how do I report this? Is that something that you turn into the registered contractor? And is that a form they have on their website?
I don't know, but you can certainly call the deputy inspector. Yeah. Absolutely. Call the main line and report
that.
That
should be a future topic. And I would like to send him a Rosie bag just for doing his due diligence and thinking through something.
Yeah, protecting himself. And we tell people every hour you spend planning and protecting yourself on the front end by making sure you're picking the right contractor is going to save you about a week or a month on the back end digging yourself out of a mess.
And a lot of money, potentially.
And a lot of money. At RosieOnTheHouse.com, you can actually get a buyer's guide, a consumer guide on how to pick a contractor. Start with that. You know, the Rosie on the House referral network is the number one contractor referral network in Arizona. Has been for 5 years in a row. The only referral network that can say that. And we're the oldest network in Arizona. We were the first contractor referral network born and launched right here on this program 26 years ago. I'd like to welcome some of our, the Rosie on the House network continues to grow. I'd like to welcome some of our new members down in Tucson. We've got the Magic Garden Nursery. Great people.
Right on 22nd Street, the Sarah family. That is their last name.
Yeah.
Tony Sarah.
Really, really nice folks.
We've got very knowledgeable. You heard them on the broadcast.
He did a great job.
At the Saba Home Show. We'll be back at Saba in October and joined by Tony again.
Good.
Look forward to having them back on the program.
Right across the street from Magic Garden is Five Star Pest Control and Shelby Hawkins. We've just recently added a new full-service design build remodeling contractor in Tucson, Janice Donnell. Her company's called Aaron Design. Here in Phoenix, we've added Solar Safe Pool Cover. We're going to have them on air in
2 weeks.
Not too distant future. We have
a great option for retiring your pool.
Yeah, putting it to rest for a little while.
And safe, solar safe, that's a big thing. Just the safety factor they've
Would like to also welcome Arrowhead Coatings. And I'd also like to bring attention to everyone that we've got the Casa Grande connection. Because for so many years, we've had people asking us in Casa Grande, Eloy, and Florence, why won't your contractors come down from Phoenix or why won't they come up from Tucson? So we've built an umbrella of coverage right there in that no man's land, Pinal County, Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence, that whole area. So check it out, Casa Grande connection. You were going to say something about Arrowhead Coatings.
Well, you know, they're very particular here. It's deck resurfacing.
Okay.
So they do any type of decorative concrete coating. They also do new concrete pours out of the Arrowhead area. Great having them on board. We've been looking for somebody to fill this category for a long time.
Very good. We've got Robert on hold calling from Tucson. Let's bring him into the conversation, as well as you. If you'd like to get in, we do have an open line, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Couldn't be better. Let's say super fantastic.
Great, great. I'm glad to hear that. I have a older home built in the 50s, a brick home, and it's a gable roof, and I want to add some additional insulation to the attic. I've been doing some research, and I'm not sure which route to go, either cellulose or fiberglass, or is there another option?
Either one, Robert, is going to work just fine. Cellulose is a recycled product. It's basically a chopped up newspaper that's been treated for insecticide and treated with a fireproofing agency. I love cellulose. Fiberglass works well, too. You're probably in a masonry home in Tucson built in the 50s. Tell me what are you trying to fill? Many of those homes don't have an attic space. That the ceiling you're looking at from the inside of the house is actually the roof of the house.
Mine actually does have an attic space. It's about 3 foot, and it's a gable roof. That 3 foot is at the center of the house, and then it slopes down to about maybe 6 inches.
Okay. All right.
And I have insulation up there now, but I've had a couple people come out and look. They say I've got approximately about 6 to 8 R factor. It's some old, looks like blown insulation. It's gray and it's aged.
Yeah, it is. And it will have settled a little bit. And the other thing that'll happen is it's also been moved around. And the fact that it's been moved around does you more damage than the fact that it settled a little bit. Did you want to try and do this yourself, or are you going to try and get a contractor to do it?
I was hoping to get a contractor.
On insulation, I can tell you that's a smart thing to do, because they, when you take a look at what it costs to rent the equipment, to buy the material, it is only a very little bit more to have an experienced contractor in the world of insulation in particular. So here's who I want you to call. It's a 602 number, but they've got offices all over the state. Call Banker Insulation, 602-273-1261. Call Banker Insulation, have an expert come out there and take a look at it. Once you get that installed in a nice, consistent blanket, it's going to do a lot to add to the comfort level of your home. Robert, we certainly appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening. We're going to need to go on a little short break here, but when we get back, we'll get to the rest of the calls loading up now at 1-888-767-4348.